April 18, constant communion with God. Therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Matthew 24:44. I believe we are on the very borders of the eternal world, and I am seeking to keep in constant communion with God. I prize eternal life, and nothing shall separate me from the love of God. I want constantly to educate and train my soul to lean on Christ, to draw spiritual strength from Christ. God intends that we shall have an experimental knowledge of Christ. Then we can be faithful witnesses for God, testifying of the grace of Christ in words and actions by conscious and unconscious influence. I fear, greatly fear, that many of the youth connected with the work of God do not know my Savior. When I think of the work that God is doing for fallen man, I am lost in wonder that God will take poor fallen beings and bring to them moral power, that there will be the internal workings of His grace, transforming the character and making men fit for the mansions God is preparing for them, beings fitted for the presence of God, fitted to be companions with angels and to hold communion with God. Oh, how my heart yearns to be one who shall walk with Jesus Christ in the earth made new. Our life work now should be to prepare for eternity. We know not how soon our life work here may close, and how essential that our low sinful nature shall be overcome and we conform to the image of Christ. We have not one moment's time to squander. We need to be daily preparing for eternity. Our lifetime is granted us to seek the boon of eternal life. God has granted us a probation, and if we live our 70 years, how short is this period to work out our salvation? Then compare this period with the life that measures with the life of God. The short period of our test and proving may end any time. Then how earnest should we be to secure a clear title to a home in the earth made new? My anxiety is to do the work the Master has given me to do and let nothing divert me from this work. We must seek to be one with God. His interest must be our interest, His sentiments and designs ours. We know the love of God for sinners and the infinite sacrifice that has been made to save perishing souls. Then let us unite with Christ in this great work. Letter 82, April 18, 1887, to Edson and Emma White.